Okay, so we have so this review for yesterday. So you have this machlokas about let's say mislashon hagama or smicha. Both mislashon hagama and leaning on a karban are mitzvahs which women are exempt from. Smicha because of olim v'davar b'nei Yisrael, and not b'nei Yisrael, and mislashon hagama because of all the Torah of mislashon hagama, whatever. Now, the question is, according to Yehuda, they're not allowed to do these things. It's not just that they're not chayiv, they're not allowed to. It's awesome. According to the Chacham, according to the others, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, I think it is, they hold it's rishas. So, it's rishas. Why is it aser? What's the iser? So, Rashi learns his baltos. Because since they're Petros Lagamri, so they're just adding on. Right? The Ran doesn't learn that way. The Marsha explicitly asks, he says, that's not Bal Tosef. Bal Tosef is where you do a mitzvah with like an extra, with a change. Like you add more parshas in the tefillin, that kind of thing. But here, you're not chayv of the mitzvah. So you're just not doing it. That's not doing a mitzvah in an additional way. It's just nothing. I mean, you're told that it's not Bal Tosef altogether. So therefore, the Marsha says he learns like the Ran. I mean, he doesn't quote that, say it's the Ran, but it is the Ran. Everyone also learns this way. Is that no, that really it's nothing. A woman doing shofar is nothing. A woman doing smicha is nothing. There's no kimis whatsoever. So now there's an issur to play music on Rosh Hashanah. So it's like a shvus. So therefore, he holds, once you say there's no kima mitzvah, so then it's not Bal Tosef, but it's a shvus. You know how to do it. And similarly, he says by kachim, there's isra bavoda of working kachim, so you can't just lean on an animal kachim. So if it's a mitzvah of smicha, fine. But once you tell me that there's no mitzvah of smicha at all, there's no kima mitzvah at all, so then it's just an isra of working kachim. Right? So that's the way the Ram learns. Tefillin, that's a good question. Maybe he's not going to hold by all of them, it's going to be Aser. I know, that's the Gemara seems to support Rashi. It seems like they would have Aser Tefillin. But it could be, say, if you're not having Tefillin, maybe Gafnaki or something like that, or maybe you're not going to be Zahir in the Kedusa. I don't know, I'm not sure. What? Yeah, right, in the Chanami. No, that would seem to be that's Machlokas. According to Rashi, he's going to learn to play all of them. But according to the Ram, it's right now. It's only that it's only Aser by these particular. Alright? It seems so. According to Yehuda, that is. Hey there.
Hello?
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah. So that's what he says. So that's what they argue. It's not, the Masha and the Ran argue it's not really about those. So that's what we're going to deal with today. But the question is, whether you learn it's because of Bal Tosef, or whether you learn it's because of these other Yisurah. And the bottom line is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's simply no mitzvah whatsoever. Zero. Right? For women to do these mitzvahs and gramos and smicha. Whereas, suppose Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon, there are pturos, but there's still zakiyim, and there's still a mitzvah. And therefore, it's not going to be Bal Tosef, it's not going to be musical instruments, it's whatever, right? So the machlokes tanaim, I don't think, changes whether you learn it's Bal Tosef or these other things. And that's why yesterday we dealt with machlokes tanaim, today we're going to deal with machlokes rishon. But just to review the svara, we said is like this, is that in mitzvos, so you have different groups in terms of tzivoy of mitzvos. So for instance, you have mitzvos on the kahuna. So the mitzvahs are shown. So the mitzvahs are given to kohanim, and Yisrael has no place in those mitzvahs. There's a totally different class of kohuna in the mitzvah of kohuna. And if Yisrael would try to do a mitzvah kohuna, he's totally in the wrong. It's awesome. Not to do it. There's no shaykhs to it. Now the question is like this: is that, well, how do you look at the Jewish people, men and women? Do you look at in terms of tzivoy mitzvahs as men and women as two different classes, Bnei Yisrael and Bnei Yisrael? And most mitzvos apply to both classes, to both Bnei Yisrael and Bnei Yisrael, let's say, benching. Both Bnei Yisrael and Bnei Yisrael are chayav benching. Right? But, when it comes to Mishnah and Grama, the Torah only applied it to the class of Bnei Yisrael. When it came to Smicha, it only applied to the class of Bnei Yisrael, not Bnei Yisrael. So it turns out, in those mitzvos, V'noshim are paturos lagamri. They have zero shaychus whatsoever to the mitzvah. So now if they do it, they're just involving themselves in someone else's mitzvah. It has nothing to do with them. It's nothing to do with them. They can't do it. It's just wrong, or it's either nothing or wrong. We'll get to the Baal Tosef issue in a little bit. But it's they really have nothing at all to do with it. It's a man's mitzvah. Just like they have no shaykhs to Bris Milah or whatever. They have no shaykhs to these mitzvahs. They're just not their mitzvahs. So, man, there's a different class. There's a class called Benos Yisrael. Benos Yisrael, the mitzvah was not given to them. The mitzvah was only given to men. But the other way to learn is no. That really, in terms of mitzvahs, there's no classes of men and women. Mitzvahs are really nitzavet to Klal Yisrael. To Yisrael. Mitzvahs are given to Klal Yisrael, to Yisrael. The only thing is that women, the Torah gave an exemption on women in certain mitzvahs. If a mitzvah is time bound, or smicha for whatever reason, the Torah says, you know what, you don't have to do this. So even though you're in the class to which the mitzvah was applied, the Torah gave her an exemption. It's similar to like a summa. The Torah gives an exemption to a summa on mitzvahs. So if that's the case, then you don't say she's peturos legamri, she's intrinsically, she's part of the mitzvah. But the Torah exempted her. But if she wants to say, listen, I don't need the exemption, I'll do it as an im sevosa, so then kol hakavod. She can do it, and it'll be a kima mitzvah. So that's the question. If intrinsically it doesn't apply to the class, so then she has no place in doing it. It's simply nothing. But if intrinsically it's commanded to Klal Yisrael, and a woman is just given an exemption, so then she could do it. She's just not relying on the exemption. That wouldn't be Baal Tosef. That wouldn't be playing music on Shana Yantif. She's blowing shofar. She's exempt? Okay. But that doesn't mean she can't do it. But again, if you learn that the mitzvahs are given to Bnei Yisrael and Bnei Yisrael separately, then Bnei Yisrael are simply not included in the mitzvah shofar. So she's getting involved in something she has no business in. It's almost like how different are men and women insofar as in the eyes of the system of mitzvahs. I mean, Kohanim are the Kohanim, the priests, the ones who are, right? That's a certain specified role. So you could argue men and women is just a gender difference. They're essentially all Yisraelim, and they're all the ones the Torah is given to. It's just there's a gender difference, and the Torah gives an exemption based upon that, but it's not a different class between mitzvahs. The other way is to learn, the Chiddush is to say, no, that since they're exempt in so many mitzvahs, and they have whatever, the Torah split up as two different classes vis-a-vis tzivoy mitzvahs. So certain mitzvahs are simply not applied to that class, and you can't just cross class, go into someone else's class. You don't belong there, right? So now we're going to take up this thing. So the question is how's it about this? Fine, you want to tell me that the mitzvahs are nitzava totally to men, different class, nothing at all to do with women. Fine, I get that. But now what? Now if a woman blows the shofar, it's Baal Tosef? As the Marsha says. He says like this, I'll read you the Marsha. Marsha says, Lo yadana, my Baal Tosef shayachacha. I don't know what kind of Baal Tosef is relevant here. The lo shayach lemeir Baal Tosef, ela be'osa mitzvah, umosef aleha. Baal Tosef is where you're doing the mitzvah and adding to it. You're adding to the mitzvah. Aval havelei lemeir, right? So what then? Aval havelei lemeir, v'chitaki ave yesedur abonon. He should have just said, if they blow the shofar, it's going to be an Esdar Abanan, because it's not Makom Mitzvah, because it's not a Mitzvah at all. So that's just like playing music. Right? It's Esdar Abanan. But Dumi the Hachadog mean like Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Eminos Yehuda, some close, Hainu Mishum de Esdar Abadu Bekachim. The same thing by smicha. Once you say there's no Kiyama Mitzvah to lean on the carbon, then they're just doing avoda with a kachim animal. So it's not because of Baal Tosef. So the Shaykh is about Tosef. It's not Baal Tosef. He says when you're doing a mitzvah, you add to the mitzvah. This is just altogether doing something which you're totally not Shaykh in. That's not the Esser Baal Tosef. That's the question, and that's what the Ran learns differently. The Ran learns like the Marshal is saying, or the Marshal learns like the Ran, I should say. But whatever, right? The further problem on Rashi, which kind of makes things, I don't know if it helps really, but there's Rashi's are like a little bit contradictory. Here he says, V'ika Baal Tosef, right, or something like that. And his exact lashon, he says, yeah, V'chitaki Ika Baal Tosef, right? Doesn't sound very unclear, or I should say, it sounds very clear, right? But in here, in Erevin, he says, Dehave, he's talking about a woman wearing tefillin, It's if the Chacham didn't stop someone, Michal Bas Kushi, from wearing tefillin. He says, why would they stop her? He says, Limech Chacham Dehavei Kitosefes Al Divrei Torah, because it's like adding to Divrei Torah. Shepatra Noshim Mitzvah Nagama Torah Pater them, and she's adding. It's like she's adding Kitosefes. That doesn't sound like Valtosef exactly. It sounds sort of like Valtosef. And again, he says, and further he says, Mihu Niros Kimosifos. They're blowing shofar. He says, Niros Kimosifos. Another Rashi there. But a third Rashi there, he says, Nashim Somchos Roshos, and he says, Nashim Somchos Godolin, you know, they're allowed to lean, De'ein Kan Baltosef. Okay? De'ein Kan Baltosef. So, Rashi there himself, it's not exactly a steer between two Gemaras, it's within that Gemara itself. He kind of goes back and forth.
He's not explaining what
a Shita. He is, but he's explaining the Shita who holds that it's not Baal Tosef. Nashim Somchos Roshos is not Baal Tosef. The implication is the other Shita holds that they can't do it, holds that it is Baal Tosef. Otherwise, I mean...
What's the question?
Oh, the question is that... Is it Niros or is it Baal Tosef itself? So that's a further problem, which I don't know if we should deal with yet. I'm just saying is that here it's pretty clear Rashi's saying Baal Tosef. I mean, he says it. Unless, so the question is, they should take him seriously and try to answer the Marshal's Kasha. How is that Baal Tosef? And define the machlokes between, I guess, Rashi and the Ran versus Rashi versus the Ran and the Marshal, whether that is Shaykh to say that's Baal Tosef. Sounds like Rashi's being Mosif on Baal Tosef. So I'm going here with what Mark's saying. I think he's saying good. And maybe we'll finish it off different. There's different ways to go. I hear Matt. I hear your point also.
Does shofar function that way? That it's
okay, so Mark's saying is like this, is that normally the way you look at a mitzvah is that the Torah created a structure of a mitzvah. They say blowing a shofar. There's a, or put it, a chefetz of tefillin, or a chefetz of arba minim. Torah created the model, the entire entity of what the mitzvah is, with all its halachos and its kiyumim and its this and its that, whatever. It creates the mitzvah, and then it says, okay, so to speak, who are we going to apply this to? Who are we going to be mechayev in this mitzvah? And it says, oh, this mitzvah applies to men, this mitzvah applies to women, this mitzvah applies to both, this mitzvah applies to kohanim. In that sense, you look at who the god the mitzvah is upon. Is like extraneous from the entity of the mitzvah itself. It's like the mitzvah is constructed by God, and then He places it upon somebody. And if you look at it that way, you'll say He placed it upon men. He didn't place it upon woman. So now, if a woman does it, so she just did, the mitzvah wasn't placed on her. So it's nothing. She's not adding to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, if she has a fifth man, then she's adding to the structure of the mitzvah. But here it just saying she was never obligated and now she decides to do it. So fine. So she's not adding to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the same thing. She's taking four minim. She's not changing what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is the same mitzvah. She just wasn't commanded and she's deciding to do it. So look, I understand that just her own imagination or whatever, she's just making stuff up, but that's not, how's that Baal Tosef? She's not adding to the structure of the mitzvah itself. But and that's the way the Mashal is learning, and that's the way the Ran's learning. But Rashi is learning now that really the Gavra is a part of the mitzvah, just like the Chafza and the Maisa. I mean, the Gavra is another component of the mitzvah. When God constructed a mitzvah, He constructed it that it has certain objects, certain Maisa, a certain Gavra. The structure, the abstract structure of mitzvah's lulav, is a mitzvah, which is men of Klal Yisrael taking lulav and esrog on the first day on Tesva Nisan, whatever, on Tesva Tishrei. And as that's the gavra is not like a superadded, you know, like an afterthought in the mitzvah who we can apply it to, but the gavra is a conceptual component of the mitzvah, just like the chafetz is a conceptual component of the mitzvah and the maaseh is a conceptual component of the mitzvah. That's part of the mitzvah of the Torah. And as such, if a woman is going to say, you know what, the gavra of the mitzvah is not men, but it's men and women. It's men and women. I know men are taking it, but I'm going to add on. This is really a mitzvah of men and women. So then she's adding conceptually to the mitzvah, because the mitzvah now, she's claiming it's a mitzvah, she's acting in a way which is stating that this is a mitzvah of men and women, just like you could add a fifth min, you could add a second min of gavras of the mitzvah. You could add a fifth min to the chafza, you could add a second min to the gavra. And if that's the case, then why is that not about those just the same? She's adding to the gavra and Klal Yisrael, who's chayiv in this mitzvah. You're adding to the structure of the mitzvah. Again, the structure of the mitzvah is, I'm using the word structure in like a conceptual way. There's like a conceptual entity of the mitzvah, which has various components, and you can add to any of its components, add to the gavra, add to the chafza, add to the maisa, add to the zman, you take it on an additional day, you send it for an eighth day, it's another component, there are various components of the mitzvah. And Baal Tosef is with any of them. You can add on to any of the components. It's not only in the chafza, you see, it could be on an eighth day of Sukkot. So why can't it also be in the gavra? You say the gavra is not only men, it's men and women. You're adding additional gavra into the mitzvah. So as you're saying, that's also Baal Tosef. But that's assuming you look at the gavra as like a component of the mitzvah itself. You could look at the mitzvah is a mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah for 7 days. Sitting in a chafza shel sukkah, which for 7 days. Who should do it? Oh, well, that's a different question. Who did God command in doing it? But that's not a component of the mitzvah. That's just who does God throw the mitzvah onto? Who does he apply it to? That's a different question. So I'm saying that's the mark. That's what you're saying is the machlokas. Is the gavra really a component, a conceptual component of the mitzvah, just like the chafza and the zman and the ma'isa? In which case, you could add to that. That's also me Baal Tosef. Or you say no, is that the gavra who it's upon is a secondary kind of a question. The mitzvah is created, and then God gives it to the group who is the appropriate group. But that's not part of the conceptual entity of the mitzvah, and therefore it doesn't lend itself to a hosafa. That's a good way of looking at it. Mark's saying is like, there's a mitzvah, Baal Tosef is where you're adding on to the mitzvah. So you have to be like related to the mitzvah, and you're adding to it. So like if I'm taking four min, I'm going to add a fifth one. Or if I sit in the sukkah for 7 days, and I add an eighth day. So it's different than just stam in the winter sitting in the sukkah, because I'm not adding to it, I'm just doing an isolated thing. But if I do the next day, I'm adding to it. Or if you have the men of Klal Yisrael taking lulav, and the woman adds herself into the group of nodlei lulav, so she's adding on to the mitzvah, to the gavra of the mitzvah. So it has to be like, you have to be like related to the mitzvah, and then adding to it, in order for it to be Baal Tosef. Right? But this is all within Rashi. This is all I'm saying. This is all Rashi and Aragamon. It's not Rashi and everything gets complicated. Niros, whatever. But let's, for simple, we're just learning this tomorrow. And Rashi, I think this is a good explanation. I think it's a good explanation for the Ran, who argues that he learns that Gavra is extraneous. And it makes a sense. It's not just to say, I mean, there's a sense to the Ran. They just say that everything else is the structure of the mitzvah itself. Now, who it applies to is a separate thing. Who are you going to command it to? I was thinking, it's like the Rashi there says, it says that she took put on tefillin v'lo michu b'chachamim. The chacham didn't stop her. Da'avei kitosefes al divrei Torah. It's like she's adding to the Torah. The patra nashim et zishnan gam. Right? The Torah patra nashim et zishnan gam. So, it's funny, it's talking about like the chachamim stopping her. You know? Saying the chacham didn't stop her from doing it. Michal, this daughter of Shaul, did that. She put on tefillin, they didn't stop her. Trying to prove from there that you can wear tefillin, that tefillin is a mitzvah of Zman Grama. Because if it were Zman Grama, the Chacham would have stopped her. So I was just thinking, I don't know if it works out fully, but I just thought I was thinking that. Like, why is the Chacham going to stop a person? Like, there could be two reasons why a person would stop a person in this type of a case. One is because the Chacham stopped you from doing averos. Personally, she's doing an avera. She's doing Baal Tosef. And the Chum, one of their jobs is to stop them from doing averas. So they stop her. So they would stop her. That's one type of thing. But maybe there's like a more primary reason that they would stop her. Which is, it's like Baal Tosef is like a very dangerous mitzvah. It's not just a personal avaria. Is basically what you're doing is, it's like you're adding on to the system of Torah as a whole. Right now, people are going to think, so to speak, you're like misrepresenting the Torah as in like a added form. Right? So it's like, it's like you're adding on to the Torah. He's not talking about the technical Isser of Al-Tosef. He's saying there's a more serious reason why the Chacham would stop in here, which is because if it really were that women were exempt and they're totally nothing to do with it, now she's basically taking the mitzvah and changing it. It's like she's adding on to the Torah, and now it's going to give off the impression that the Torah is a different system. So like in this mitzvah, there's beyond just the person, the technical violation. He's saying it's kimosifos al Torah, kitosefes al divrei Torah. It's like the Torah is like a different Torah. It's an added on Torah. There's more to the Torah than Hashem commanded. Or like over there, he says it's niros kimosifos. It looks like he's adding to the thing. He doesn't mean that you're not over Baal Tosef. It is Baal Tosef. But those are this, sir. But that's what you could. Some say you could say it in both ways. They're both true. It's on the one hand, it's Baal Tosef. On the other hand, it's also Neros Kamasifos. Which one is talking from the standpoint of the technical esser? The other is talking about from the effect of doing this technical esser is that you're undermining and you're distorting the system of the Torah at large. And that's why it comes up in the sugya where it's saying that the Chacham are going to stop them, and you know. By Shofar also. The Gemara in Erevin by Shofar, he says, Neros Kimosifos. That's what I'm saying, is you can't differentiate between, that's what I try to do, is differentiate between different mitzvahs. But the very same mitzvah, in one of the Gemara, he says, Neros, and that Gemara, he says, about Tosef. Now, I would say, oh, different Rashi, different Masechtos. But in Erevin also, he says, about Tosef earlier on. So it's like you can't differentiate between these two different sugyas. You can't differentiate between the different mitzvahs. So that's why the conclusion I came to is that they're both true. It's not a theory, it's just they're both true. And in one certain cases, does he choose one? I don't know. Saying is, it's somewhat interchangeable. But I mean, there by Michu. Well, yeah, it has to do with context, right. Right, and some of the Michu, I see why he's focusing on that one. Like, I don't know, I can't convince him to argue why by these three each time he says one or the other. But I'm basically saying is they're both true, and therefore it doesn't really matter how he says it. It's like a cheap way of dealing with the stira, but you know. To me, it's like, I don't know, I can't see a way of resolving the stira to actually, because they're just too interchangeable. So sometimes when something doesn't matter and they're just two way vantage points or something, you could use either one depending on the context, yeah. But it is interesting, it's not like your average mitzvah, because it's more of a systematic problem. There's a private avera, and then there's something which really breaks down the Torah, breaks down the lines of what's Torah, what's not Torah. That's like a more, like you could almost, maybe it's almost like you can infer something about Mitzvah's film, the fact that the Chum didn't stop her. About, right, because Baal Tosef is not the kind of thing they're going to let happen. Doesn't mean, if she did some other Avera, maybe the Chum didn't stop her. You're going to derive the halachic kanafkamina from where the Chum didn't stop her? I don't know, maybe they didn't stop her. But like in this kind of a thing, when it comes to Baal Tosef, it's Nero's Kamasifel, so she's just like, they're changing the whole Torah, changing the whole idea of the Torah. If that were the case, then they would have to stop her. You know, so he's like, now normally you think Neros means it's not actually Baal Tosef, it just looks like it. It's like lesser than Baal Tosef. So I'm saying it's like, no, it's like more than Baal Tosef. It's like, or different. So it's another facet of it. Yeah. Okay, so I guess that's that. I mean, you could look into the Rashi. I mean, the Rashi is more. This sugi over there, it's like it bears a little more attention. I mean, I couldn't really work it out better, but it's decent. Sadi Vavam Ves in Erevin. Yeah, Erevin. The Gemara, it's a parallel Gemara. Let's try to look at. And there's also, I mean, I don't know if we're going to get to it because this is the last day of Shiara before Yantav. But there is another facet of the sugya, a very important facet of the sugya, a la'alacha facet of the sugya, is given that we hold women could do mitzvah on grama, so could they say, so they could do it, they have a right to do it, but not chayiv to do it, so could they say, could they say a bracha mitzvah? And women nowadays are knowing too, do that with a bracha mitzvah on grama. So they say, and then the Rabbeinu Tam's argument is, how do they say mitzvah? He says, since it is a mitzvah, right? And they're allowed to do it. It is a mitzvah. And men are chayiv, so therefore they could say v'tzivanu. Some sort of combo deal. You know, it's funny. It's funny how that works. It's like a package. right? Since men, they're doing it, and they have a kiyum, and men are chayev, so therefore they can say mitzvah. It's like almost like it is a mitzvah, Asher Kishon Zvon, who God commanded the Klal Yisrael. It is a tzivoy, Asher Kishon Zvon, who commanded the Klal Yisrael. But you'll say, yeah, but you have nothing to do with it. No, I do, because it's a kiyum for me also. So it's true, I'm not saying God commanded me, I'm saying, so if he just commanded man, but woman had nothing to do with it at all, so she couldn't say Vitzivanu, because you have no, your action, what you're doing, has nothing to do with what they're doing, with that Tzivoy. So you can't just start saying God commanded man and mitzvah, so it has nothing to do with me. But if it is a mitzvah, so it's true, God sanctified the Jewish people and commanded us in it, and I am doing that action, which God commanded. It just, I happen to not be one who the command was given to. The command was given to somebody else. But I'm involved in that action, which is a mitzvah. Yes. It doesn't say, even though sometimes people say it, doesn't say, Asher Kishanu b'mitzvoso v'tzivani. Right? Kishani b'mitzvoso v'tzivani. It doesn't say that. It says v'tzivanu.
It sounds like Trump.
And that's why I'm not sure what the argument is. I know, but that's different, because there's a different kind of mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah which is like a tzivoy, like a chayiv tzivoy, and then like shchita, which is like a machshir. That's a good question, but it's different. There's a different kind of mitzvah, and you see if it's going to does apply to that also. But I know it's a bigger sugya. That's why I'm just kind of throwing out. You know, given that we're not going to do this, I don't think we're going to get to this. And sure, I'm just kind of throwing out my initial thoughts. But I'd like to see. I mean, when I did this sugya first, I didn't have any svarim, and I couldn't find the rishonim who argue. Everyone I looked at says this is svarim. So Rabbeinu Tam, who says it, and they all bring him down. It's like across, but I know there are Rishonim who argue. I think maybe there are, I don't know. I know there are Rishonim who argue, I just didn't get a chance to look through them. But it's an interesting sugi to look into if you want. It's that machlokas. It's definitely a machlokas Rishonim. It's not just, I mean, the ones I found, I only had a Gemara Rishonim with me. I couldn't find any Gemaras. I couldn't find them. But they're definitely, I just forgot to look further into it. But it's an interesting thing if you want to look into it. You know, it's kind of follows on the heels of the sugi, sort of. It's more of a Brachos Mitzvah sugi, but. You know, if you want to be onto something to look into it, so.